Infinite Vibes or No Vibes.
Yes, Sirski, man. We are back for another edition of Infinite Vibes. I'm Moran, the man, the richest lady in the A. DJ B-Lax is here as well.
What do you do?
You know what I'm saying? Coming straight from her CBD store that she owns.
Okay.
That's black owned business.
You know, trying to do something. Little something. Trying to be like you, bro.
Trying to be like me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be like, I guess, man. I guess the one that's out here popping.
Right. Balenciaga.
Absolutely. He brought his whole gang with him, too. You know
that
what I'm saying?
That part. Family.
I guess he bought Zaxby's for everybody. That's how you know he rich, man. Please introduce yourself to our listeners, my brother.
Shit, it's Migo Lee. You hear me? Straight out of D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. SEAL Team 6. You hear me?
D.C. in the building, man. Yeah. On a scale from 1 to 10, how you feeling, man?
10. You hear me? Mm-hmm. Feel good to be here in the A. Come kick it with y'all. Infinite Vibes. Mm-hmm. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. So you flew in to come here?
Yeah, I flew in. I've been here a couple of days now. You hear me?
Wow, now that's dope. Cause you know, me DC, you could just hear it in your voice. At first, you know, like it kind of sound like Baltimore. So you from like that DMV?
I'm from DC,
like DC. No,
that's not DMV, is it?
DMV staff for DC, Maryland, Virginia, but I'm from DC. I don't, yeah, it's DC.
Okay.
That's it's different.
It is different.
Right. Some people claim DMV. You hear me?
Right.
I got good folks in Maryland, Virginia. You know, I fuck with them, but I'm from D.C.
Absolutely.
The city.
Right. So, come look around. I don't see nobody with no New Balances on. Nobody with no phone posits on. Is this the real D.C. or is this this new energy?
Yeah, this the real D.C. You hear me? We been there, done that. You hear me? New Balance. Mm-hmm. I was in the New Balance documentary and shit, too. You hear me?
Okay.
Yeah. We been there, done that. We on something different. You hear me? Mm-hmm. Money change. You hear me? Right. Run that shit up. You change your swag.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
so,
it is, though.
You still out there in D.C. right now?
Yeah, I still live in D.C., you hear me? But I travel a lot. I've been to the A couple times, L.A., you hear me? I got some folks out Houston and shit, different places and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So, you know, just talk to us about, you know, your origin, you know what I'm saying? Like, what made you want to get into what you went to, man?
Yeah, so really, like, growing up and shit, I was listening to a lot of music, like, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z. I grew up on like CD players and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I was born in 2001, so we had the CD players.
Wow.
With the little headphones and shit. So like, I grew up listening to the Carter albums and shit. You hear me? Yeah. But one of my older brothers, Migo, you hear me? YV Dizzy. He used to write raps and shit. And in school, I used to write poems and shit. So like, that's y'all like how I started rapping.
Okay.
A couple years ago, like probably like I want to say like 8 years ago or something.
Dope.
But shit started going up, so I just stuck with it. You hear me? Once I knew I could do it, I stuck with it, and now I'm here. You hear me?
Right. Yeah. What made you feel like it was going up when you started?
I say about like ninth grade. When I was in the ninth grade, a couple years ago.
Couple years ago.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Young nigga, you hear me?
For sure.
My high school had asked me to perform at a homecoming and shit. So like, that was my first performance and shit. Like, I was putting out videos and music and shit on YouTube. Shit was getting little views and shit, but I did that homecoming performance, and like a couple of the students was fucking with me. Not everybody, but a couple of them. So it was like,
yeah,
this shit going somewhere. You hear me? Like, and it wasn't just my friends, it was motherfuckers in the school I don't even talk to. You hear me?
Good for you,
so
man.
Yeah, that's kinda, you know, how I started seeing shit going up.
Right.
Mm, that's beautiful.
You start in the community first.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Absolutely, man. So talk to us about like DC misconceptions, right? Because, you know, of course, when it comes to like the artists that's been broke from y'all city, you know, Wale, of course, you know, Shagley, you know, y'all got people that came out.
Yeah.
But, you know, most people know DC for the go-go and, you know, the fashion. So what are some things that are like misconceptions of DC?
Like you said, though, I mean, go-go did definitely play a big part in the music shit in D.C., you hear me? But, like, even before like, now, it was motherfuckers rapping. Like you said, Shaq Lizzy, got light shows. A couple people from Maryland, like Big Flock, Q the Fools, Shabazz, all of them, you hear me? I don't really know too many V.A. rappers or none, but, like, the music scene in D.C. been, like, to us, it been what it is to other people now, type shit. Like, it been a big thing to us and shit. So like, so now I feel like the world is starting to see it more. You hear me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's pretty much it for real though. Like, what they say about DC, that's like, I don't know, what they put on the internet about DC, that shit is what it is. Like, that's the city for sure. Right. I wouldn't say it's not. That's the city for sure. Like, you got the White House, all that shit. Yeah. You got good parts. That's like anywhere, though. You got good parts of the cities anywhere. Then you got the trenches, like where we come from. You hear me? So, yeah, that shit just like anywhere else.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. What was it like living in D.C. when Donald Trump was in the White House? I'm just curious. What was that shit like?
Man, for some people, it was fucked up. For me and mine, though, like, that was a hell of a time. Because, like, I ain't going to lie, during the pandemic, too, right? That's when I had my daughter and shit. She over there and shit.
Hey, man, eating chicken nuggets? No, yeah. She's well taken care of.
Yeah, though, but, good like, personality. I ain't going to lie. Trump put a lot of people in position, like, a lot of family members that I know that was struggling and shit. He was passing out checks and shit, so people benefited from that and shit. And and plus it was you got more time to spend with your family. Like, a lot of people got closer to their families and their friends, cause like we had curfews and shit. So like they was enforcing curfews. You had to be in the house. Him
Yeah, we can't relate. In Atlanta, it was wide open.
Yeah, it was wide open. I already know.
We can't relate.
I already know.
Who was closed down for a month?
Like a week.
A week?
shout out Trump, though. I want Trump back in office, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Why? For real. I'm just curious.
Trump was really for the people, though. Like, a lot of people might say he wasn't, but, like, I don't know no other presidents that was passing out, like, making sure people got money and jobs and shit. During the pandemic, a lot of people started getting their jobs and stuff. People was losing their jobs too, but I mean, I don't know. A lot of people started gaining more from the pandemic. You hear me? A lot of people I know that was struggling gained more from the pandemic.
You know, because one thing I can say about Donald Trump, at least we know what it is. We know what we're dealing with.
Yeah, he's straightforward. Yeah.
You know what you're dealing with.
He's straightforward.
But what was it like with that riot, though? Like, with them doing all that shit, like...
Man, the riot benefited...
And we talk about the one that happened in January, the insurrection.
Oh, you talking about... That's the one? You talking about the Capitol?
Yeah, because is that in D.C. too?
That was in D.C. That's downtown. I mean, that shit really ain't affect us. That was more so, like, the government.
Like, so they wasn't trying to hunt black people?
Nah, they went to the Capitol. That ain't our shit. We can't even go there. Like,
damn.
You gotta go through a whole bunch of shit just to even get in the Capitol, or you gotta be somebody. We can't just show up there. For real.
Interesting.
It's a different time. I don't know if he gonna give out that money when he get back, cause it's just the economy so fucked up. You know,
definitely.
It's gonna be a little different, but I don't really have nothing to say about the government.
The world gonna turn regardless.
You just leave the government alone. You
right,
just
let them be.
Do
them.
Do your thing.
They do their own thing. We do our thing. So
For sure. So when it comes to like putting on for DC, is it frustrating for people from the city when they try to lump like the entire DMV together? Because you know it seems like the entire DMV might get credit for the shit that y'all do. And you can say the same thing about Virginia. You can say the same thing about, you know.
Yeah. I mean, not necessarily, though, because, like, it just all depends who you are. Like, some people strictly the city. Like, I mean, they ain't got no fans in Maryland and Virginia, like, friends and shit. So, like, me, I got a whole fan base in the DMV. Like, my shit all over. So, like, I don't know. But as far as, like, giving credit to Maryland and Virginia for shit that D.C. do or the other way around, I mean, I don't know. That shit don't bother me, for real. I don't know. I don't know about how other people feel about that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. So that, how are you going to maneuver with your music? Like, with you having your fan base in D.C., how are you going to maneuver it and spread out? Because you've been to L.A., you've been to Atlanta, you've been in Houston.
Yeah.
So what are some ways that you maneuvering and kind of, like, making an impact in those cities? Cause you here in Atlanta right now. You hear Infinite Vibes. So, you making your move. So
clearly,
like,
for sure.
Break that down for us, for independent artists that may not understand.
Shit, I say just get out there and network. Like, whoever you meet, whoever you come across, just give them your info, get their info, and just network. Even if, like, you on some different shit, like you run into a cameraman, you just want to take some pictures or something, or you run into a DJ, just give him some of your music. Mm-hmm. You know, See if he listens to it. He go home, listens to it, he fuck with it. Then your shit gonna spread out like that.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. That's all I do is network. Everywhere I go, I network. Yeah.
Because they say networking is so cliche, but I read from an author that the more people you meet, the more money you can get.
Yeah,
so I
for sure.
Like, it was real.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, man. Talk to us about the importance of, you know, putting on and just really just keeping people close to you, because you got your daughter in the room. Yeah, she talking in the background. Yeah, she finna start rapping soon. Yeah, nah, you got your clique with you as well. Mm-hmm. You know,
putting on and shit, keeping people close to you. Yeah, I don't really know. Like, I don't know. I just do that shit, bro. Like, I don't know. I know I got a lot of people depending on me. So that's what make me get up and go every day type shit. Like, I don't know though. I don't know. That's kind of hard to answer right now.
So what makes you just do it? What makes you just say, hey, everybody in DC, we going to Atlanta this week?
I guess to keep like my friends and shit out the way. It'd be so much shit going on back home. So, you know, when I came, I called my little brothers, told them come here and shit, you know. Can't afford for nothing to happen while I'm gone, type shit. Damn
it. I hear the DC now. Yeah, like, I hear
it. He sound like D. Luke.
Brother, like when you say my brother, I heard it. Yeah, like, okay.
For real though. That's basically what it is though. Keeping everybody safe. That's what I plan to do. Keep everybody safe. Keep everybody happy. That's my goal.
That's solid, man.
Keep everybody up.
So how's everybody perceiving your success right now? Because you got your family with you.
They happy for me. You hear me? They out here supporting me. They ain't had to get up and come do this. They could have stayed where they was at. They all came with me. And we just packed up in a truck. Got people sitting in the trunk and all that. You hear me? For real though. So I know they happy for me. You hear me? And that shit make me feel good too. Yeah. And make me want to keep going.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You got any like goals that are like huge that you want to accomplish during collaboration? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, talk to us about it.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to Future. That's probably
I can hear that.
A dream collaboration, you know. Lil Wayne, you hear me? And really, my biggest goal for real is just to run this shit up so much that it's generational. You hear me? Like, I could pass money down to my daughter, she pass it down to my grandkids and they kids and they kids. You hear me? That's the biggest goal right there. Properties, you hear me, money. All type shit, businesses. That's my goal.
Yeah. It's all on the way, man. Now I gotta ask. You said you came up listening to the Carter. What's your favorite Carter album? What's your favorite one?
See, I ain't gonna lie. I was so young.
You missed the Carters.
Yeah, like
probably did drop. No, was it?
Nah. I can't remember. Like, okay. I ain't listened to that shit in so long.
It's all good.
I just know that's what I used to listen to. I ain't gonna lie.
Cause was it Drought first and then the Carter, right?
Oh no!
Or was it Carter then the Drought?
No, whatever joint that was when him and Jay-Z had that song,
Mr. Carter,
yeah, Mr. Carter, yeah, oh, yeah, whatever joint that was.
That's Carter 3. Okay,
I know that's the main song I used to stay listening to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear me? I used to stay listening to that joint on my little CD player.
Okay, so what's his favorite Carter? Is the Carter 3? How about that? Yeah, what's say that? What's for sure, yeah, man. Nah, man, that's dope, man. Like, it seems like you really just got a lot of things going for you.
No, for real.
Nah, for sure, for sure.
You got any music you promoting right now?
I got a couple projects out right now. I got WAP Scan Open Line, Anti Tyler just dropped, and I got a mixtape on the way with Dolan Beats. Shout out to Dolan.
Okay.
He was supposed to be in here with us today, but he ain't.
Yeah, we tried to show him love, but hey, man, we gonna show him.
Shout out Dolan though. But yeah, I got a mixtape on the way with Dolan. We got the single Come With That out right now, the video, and it's on all DSPs. And really, that's it for real, for real. I'm just planning on dropping more. You hear me? Putting out more exclusive shit, like, you hear me? Shit that they ain't heard before yet. You hear me?
Absolutely.
Flood the streets.
Flood the streets. Man. Yeah.
Well, we definitely rocking with you, man. Yeah. Hey, man, you pulled up on time with your gang. Yeah. Hey, very professional. Nah, sure. I feel like we're going to have a lot of these type of things, man.
Yeah, right. Nah, for sure.
For sure, man. So one thing about us, we always just like to encourage our guests to provide positive words of affirmation before we wrap. So what are some advice that you can give to the people, man?
Like I tell any and everybody that asks for advice, keep going. No matter what it is that you want to do in life, just keep going. Never let nobody stop your dreams. You hear me? Never let nobody tell you what you can't do and what you can't do, because it all could be done.
That part.
And your life could change at any moment. So just keep pushing. You hear me?
Keep pushing, man.
Wise words.
Wise words, man. Well, please give our listeners your social media. Let them know how to get in contact with your other than that, son, my boy.
I'm on Instagram at WAPSKINO 2 for 3. That's WOPSKINO, the number 2, the number 4, the number 3. You hear me?
I guess in your music, iTunes, all that.
Yeah, I'm on all platforms. Just search Migo Lee. It's gonna show right up.
Absolutely, for sure, man. For sure. Thanks for pulling up to the show. Shout out to the squad. Hey, yeah, everybody here, geek. Yeah, everybody doing their thing. We're here for it, man. Right. Infinite Vibes, Miranda, man. Top Flow, B-Lax. Migo Lee is in the fucking building, man.
Infinite Vibes or no vibes.
Yes, sir, Ski. We are back for another edition of Infinite Vibes. I'm a random man. Richest lady in the A in the building, DJ B-Lax.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to get like you, bro.
Man, I'm trying to get like you. You came straight from the CBD store. You know what I'm saying? I know your hand hurt counting all that paper.
Yeah, I got to represent the brand.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're in the presence of, you know, somebody who's out here doing a lot of cool things. He seems like he's had an amazing life before we got going on right now. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely does something that everybody don't get to do. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners, big dog?
Good, man. My name is Brad Boy Diesel, man, from Dublin, Georgia. Okay. I'm in Gwinnett County in the A, but yeah, I've been in the A for about like 4 years, so since I got done with ball. So yeah, man, I'm just chilling, you know, hustling, getting to this money, man. That's it.
You was on the offensive side or the defensive side?
Offense.
Oh, okay, yeah. You look like you was trucking, nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
Shit, I had to hold it down. I was an offensive tackle. I was holding down for the quarterback. So, yeah, yeah.
So, how do you feel right now?
Like,
how are you feeling?
Like, now that I ain't playing?
Yeah.
Free.
A lot of time on your hands. Yeah. You're not reporting to people.
Yeah, I just feel free. Like, you know, just relax. I don't know. When you being in that, when you in the lead, like, it's like, I don't know. You can't really. You gotta watch what you do. Everything you say. You know, like you just gotta. You know, it's real. Gotta be real careful of what you do. So it's just like, I just feel free for real. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Able to be myself and just, you know, just be me. Just chill for real. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So you grew up in Georgia or where you?
Yeah,
from?
Yeah, I'm from Georgia. I'm from South Georgia, Dublin.
Yeah, so yeah.
Down about Macon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Man.
About 2 hours.
Like, yeah, about 2 hours. 2 hours. Yeah.
Cool. So talk to us about life in Dublin. What was it like for you? Because that's not Atlanta. That's definitely the country. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Man, small town, real small town, man. You know, love it. I love it though for like just because I'm from there, but definitely had to get away from that though. It's a small town. Like it ain't really much opportunity down there. You know what I'm saying? Country, but I love the people though. You know what I'm saying? It was a good city. I just, all my family still stay down there too. So, you know, I go often, but yeah, it was cool country, but cool. It is what you make it, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so
with
yeah.
it being slow motion, how did you get your motivation?
Cause I always,
like, you know what I'm saying?
I always wanted to leave. Like even since I was young, like, I was like 10, 11 years old saying like, man, I gotta, when I turn 18, it's over with. Like, so I went to college and I, the rest was history. Like I go back and visit, but I ain't really come back like after that. But that's it though. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Dope, man. Dope. Yeah. So, you know, you're stepping into music. Mm-hmm. Not correct. So are you stepping in as an artist or are you stepping in as a CEO or both?
Both.
Okay. So you are an artist. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Because the way it was kind of described, it came off like you were building a label and signing artists.
Yeah, I got an artist that I've been managing. But I'm both though. Like, I just decided, like, within, I think, like, last September, I talked, like, man, I could do it myself. Like,
okay, Master P.
Yeah, I always been around it, but it was just like, I don't know, man, I got some hard shit, so it was just like,
yeah,
let's just do it, like, you know, so, yeah.
You finally you bet it on yourself.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. I've been putting all that, trying to put money into everybody, you know what I'm saying, and, man, I'll try to with a couple people, you know, so it's just like, I like, man, I need to put some money in myself. Let's do it. Like, you know, so yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what came first for you, music or sports?
Sports.
Okay.
For sure. Like, I've been playing basketball and football since I was like 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to go to the NBA for real.
Oh, wow.
But I wound up choosing football. It was just the best choice for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, so if I wound up picking right, I made it to the league, you know, but in high school, I was playing basketball. I was a big man, you know. Like nowadays, it's like nowadays it's like a point guard in the league. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, that's what made me choose football. So yeah, that was it though.
Interesting, because you know, like we do live in a day and age. Like we've seen it before. Like you know, Shaq. We've seen athletes that did music. You know, Shaq did music.
Yeah.
You know, who else? Deion Sanders, I think, got a record here and there. Yeah. I believe
it's a couple of them right now that rap and stuff and whatnot. You know, like Damian Lillard and
He hard. Damian hard.
He a lyricist for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like people like Mon Shumpers, people like that. But yeah, it's a few.
So how do you feel like you're being perceived? Because you know, we saw what Carl Crawford did leaving baseball. creating a label, you know, going through the real emotions of leaving one industry and going to another. Right. So do you feel like people are taking you serious? Like maybe some people might be looking at you like, oh, it's going to be easy because he got money. You know, he don't got to do open mics. And
I don't know, man. It's like the money I got now, bro, that came after football. I ain't going to lie to you.
Okay.
Like it wasn't really, like I was on at the roster my rookie year, but other than that, I was on practice squad the next 2 years. So it was just like, I ain't really just really get to them M's like that in football. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I made some money, but it wasn't just like what people think.
Oh, talk about that, because you know, like we seeing people get drafted.
Yeah, it don't go like that.
You pulled up in the Mercedes, so I'm like,
yeah. I mean, yeah, all everything I got now, I just got it after football, bro. Like, no lie, I always been a hustler even before football. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga know how to make some money, but
that part.
But it's just like people be thinking like, man, you NFL, you automatically got money, but it ain't like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you don't get drafted the first two or three rounds, like, it's like, first four rounds, I would say. After that, it's kind of up in the air. Like, and I was undrafted, bro. I made the team, though.
That's a story within itself.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to name your project undrafted then.
Yeah, I made the team. I was just better than niggas who was in front of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it had something to do. It was politics, too. I should have been drafted, for sure. I definitely felt like I should have been drafted, but it was politics, school I was at. Like, you know what school did you go to? I went to Western Kentucky. We was D1.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We was D1, but we weren't just like,
y'all was
we weren't
SEC,
no Power 5. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So they ain't want to give us our credit, but yeah, it's cool, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You made it, man.
Yeah, either way it go, you made it.
Yeah.
Either way it go, tough, you made it.
Tough, that's man. Got out of the mud, for real. Mm-hmm.
What you got going on right now? Like, what you trying to do for the year?
Man, I'm really trying to turn up with this music. But beside the music, I got my little side stuff I do. Like, I rent out cars. You know, I got my clothing line, and I'm trying to get into the real estate. But I'm trying to turn up the music. I've been enjoying the music, making music. So man, I got some hard stuff though. Like, I probably got about a good. I don't know, probably like a good 30 songs I made in the last 2 or 3 months. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So that's a good number.
I've been going. Really like, good. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. That's a good ratio, man. Mm-hmm. So what's like the overall goal for you, man? Like, what you trying to do with this hell, man?
Like, I don't know. It's like, I'm having fun. Like, of course, but the music, I wanted to reach a lot of people though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, I feel like I got some good music and I feel like it got to reach people. I wanted to reach people cause, you know, I want people to hear it. And it's just like, I don't know. It's like I had my little journey with football, and it's like, like I don't know. In my mind, it's like, nah, I feel like I was meant to do something else. Like, you know, so maybe this it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just rocking with it. You know that's what I'm saying? Good. Going day by day, just rocking with it. So yeah.
So for somebody that's never heard your music, how would you describe your sound?
Different. I don't sound like nobody. I feel like,
okay,
it's just me. Like, you know, I do it all. Like, I got the pain music. I got the trap music. Yep. I got the vibing, you know what I'm saying? I got the shit for the females. Like, I try to touch everybody. Like, when I make my music, just really depend on the beat. But yeah, I wouldn't put myself in no category. I just make whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I got a lot of stuff though.
It come from like real experiences.
Yeah,
or did you know?
Most of it. Like, most of it. And then sometimes I've been trying to get it where I can make music off based off how I think other people might feel. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you know how you can hear a song, you'd be like, damn, this is everything I went through. Like,
right.
But it ain't got nothing to do with you. But it talk about it, it could be just, you just can relate to it. So it, a lot of times it'd be, most of the time it's stuff I done went through. Because from my journey, I ain't gonna lie, I got a lot to talk about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I try to. Keep it on about stuff that I went through, but sometimes I try to base it off. Something I might see or what's going on in the society. You know what I'm saying?
That's so, smart.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it
don't have to come from person.
Yeah, I be trying to make my, you know, I be trying to tell people like it ain't always got to be about you. Music always got to be about you. Like after a while, you'll run out of stuff to talk about anyway. So after a while, you gonna have to switch it up anyway. So I be kind of trying to do both. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
cool, man. Well, it's looking like your future's pretty bright, man.
Yeah. Man, I hope so, man. I plan for it to be.
Yeah.
Great. Appreciate y'all.
You do, man. You got our support, man.
So
in closing, one thing about Infinite Vibes, we always just like to just provide positive words and affirmation. So what's some advice you can provide to our guests, man? Like to our listeners, excuse me.
Follow your dreams, man. Don't let nobody keep you from doing what you want to do, no matter what age you is. Like, you know, I always say success don't got an age on it. So
big bar.
If it's something you want to do, just do it, man. I feel like a lot of people don't do things because they worry about what another person might think, mm-hmm. or how, you know, their family might perceive them or whatever the case may be. But it's just like, just go for it, because at the end of the day, ain't nobody paying your bills but you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So just do what you want.
For sure. Big, man. Bars. Big bars, man. Yeah. Well, congratulations to you. Thanks for pulling up. Also, major shout out to High Ride for putting this together, man. Shout out to High Ride, man. Number one plug, man. Yeah, number one plug.
Hottest in the nation, man. My boy Hot, man.
100%.
Yeah,
for real. Both of y'all be on that CBD too.
Yeah, boy Hot, man.
Please give our listeners your social media, man. Let them know how to get in contact with you, Big Dog.
Man, my IG is Diesel, like the gas, DIESEL, _ booming 62, BOOM. N62. And yeah, man, you get touch me through there. My YouTube is Bread Boy Diesel. Then we got a vlog channel too, Bread Boys TV. So yeah, them my main contacts right now. So yeah.
Okay. All right, man.
Tap in,
man. Sure, Bread Boy Diesel in the building on his way to a lot of bread.
Yeah.
If it advises, hey, B Last Miranda, man. We out.